The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. And good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, after taking a week off to finish our groundbreaking work on the Herman Cain campaign, we return to you, my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era with heavy hearts today.
We drove that bitch until the wheels fell off.
Right? Somebody put a penny on the track, and that penny was common sense, and it knocked us clean up. That penny is called sexual harassment allegations and allegations of a long-term affair, and that penny... It took the Cain train clean off the tracks.
Is that really...
Where did we go wrong, Travis? Griffin, where did we go wrong?
I just can't believe that something that minute ended our nation's beautiful dream.
Something as small as a 13-year-long illicit affair.
Yeah. So that's minor. Only an affair that is as old as a seventh grader.
You know, if we looked at time in its completeness, 13 years... Not that much.
Consider the fullness of time, Huffington Post. Give it a thought. Yeah. Give it a once-over.
Give it a once-over, you jerks. You know, I told my children that they would live to see a day when a black unqualified man could be president of this country, and you are ruining, you are making me a liar to my non-existent children.
I told my 13-year-old love child that he would get to see his daddy in the White House.
And Mommy 1 to walk across that stage as Mommy 2 clapped inconspicuously from the crowd. I promised him that, sir.
Guys.
Thanks a lot, America. You ruined it. This is an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother and campaign manager, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother and intern, Travis McElroy.
And I am Griffin McElroy, the charming and witty press secretary.
Hey, I saw you and Danny Kincannon in the back of the room.
Smooching.
Smooching. I do not approve.
I'd smooch his beard clean off.
Hey, where's your beer, Timothy Busfield? Go and smooched it off again.
Smooched it off. Give me a sweet goldfish. Must be sweet Tuesday. Bearded man.
So, brothers, I really like this girl, and she likes me. However, she is 2 to 3 inches taller than me. Is this a deal breaker? That's from Compact in Kentucky.
Why are you so small? Why are you so tiny?
Why are you so little?
Hey, little guy.
You know, 2 to 3 inches? Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
We just wasted 3 months of our life trying to get Herman Cain elected president, and you're worried about 2 to 3 inches?
Now, if it was 2 to 3 feet, that's a deal breaker. Yeah. She's like 9 feet tall.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a big friendly giant.
I'm dating Mandy the Giant, and that was the closest female version of Andrea.
As I said, you mean Mondre?
Andrea. Damn it.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What I like about this kind of worry is if this was a girl and she was saying, I like this guy, but he's 2 to 3 inches taller than me, everyone would be like, that's stupid. What are you talking about? I think it's a little bit sexist.
Is it sexist or is it scientifically proven that men are a little bit taller than women, Travis? Just a little bit. Not a lot. Just a little bit. And not all women. I know women who are taller than me.
Griffin, I did read your paper titled Women Be Short.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting.
Well, it's not. They got those tiny little robin bones like a robin bird has.
Travis, I wanted to ask you something about Herman Cain real quick before we return to the question.
Uh-huh.
You're not so great with keeping up on the politics, right?
Uh-huh.
Like you are sometimes out of the loop as far as that stuff goes.
Yeah.
Are you aware that in his final speech suspending his campaign, and I promise we will return to this question in just a moment, are you aware that in his final campaign speech, he quoted the Pokemon movie? And not just quoted the Pokemon movie, but specifically cited, I believe these words came from the Pokemon movie. Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when there's so much on the line.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. This is why.
Now, I want you guys to know I was in no way invested in his campaign, but only now when he's gone do I realize what I missed.
Yeah, like, you don't. Don't it always seem to go? Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Guys.
Pay paradise and quoted Pokemon.
Somebody tweeted about him like he wasn't having affairs. He was just trying to catch them all.
Yeah. That makes more sense now. There guys, we have to go back.
So anyway.
We have to go back.
We have to go back to the cane train.
Choo choo.
I'm going to have to wait till 2016 to get that beautiful motherfucker back on the stage. God, I just know it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Is there any other things that he can run for in the meantime?
Yeah. We could use a new mayor. Huntington, probably soon.
All cities? Can he be the... Can he just be the across-the-board mayor?
The super mayor.
Yeah.
I have a problem. My super mayor is 2 to 3 inches taller than me. Is this a deal breaker?
Metal. He has and metal. And made of metal. Skin.
And has missile fingers.
Okay, you guys might tell me if I'm out of line here.
Okay.
I feel like this 2 to 3 inch taller problem is only a problem depending on how old they are.
Is
it? Like so if they're in high school versus like 26, 27.
High schoolers don't know how to use the internet to email, though.
That is true.
They don't learn that till college.
Yeah, they're not allowed.
Hey, well, why don't you know how, if you're so hung up on this, why don't you know exactly how much the difference is?
2.4 inches taller than me. Well, yeah, if we were on a metric system, you could do that.
Yeah.
Right.
God damn our stupid inch system.
I know. But the thing is, like, I feel like maybe if she's taller than him, his worry is that he'll catch some flack from, like, other students and other, you know, bullies and whatnot.
Maybe.
I really don't think.
She's so big that she'll absorb all the flack for him.
Oh, I see.
Right. She can take that flack.
Leave tiny boyfriend alone.
Yeah.
Maybe they're both super tall, and one of them is less super tall than the other.
She's 7'5", and I'm only 7'2".
Right. Yeah. I'm afraid her parents are going to try to dunk on me.
it's not a deal breaker. To answer the question, not a deal breaker.
If you're so concerned about it, then why don't you buy some man pumps?
Man pumps are available.
Slap some man pumps on that bitch, and then height problem...
You know, no joke, cowboy boots will give you like another inch and a half to 2 inches.
Mm-hmm. Look,
you're halfway there. Now put a nice spiky stiletto on your cowboy boot, and you'll be 5 inches taller.
And get a 10-gallon hat.
Get yourself 10-gallon hat.
That's the look right there.
You got to get yourself a cowboy ugly boot and a coyote ugly. Fuck!
You gotta find yourself an ugly cowboy.
You gotta find an ugly cowboy and ride him to save a horse. Big and rich.
Big and rich. Hey, in August, I moved into a house with 3 friends from college. While I was out one day, my roommates decorated the house without asking me. I hate the art they hung up on the walls. Here's the rub. The art was all done by my roommate's girlfriend of 5 years. There's no way I can broach the subject without coming off like a complete asshole. What do I do? That's from Irked in Indiana.
You hire someone to rob your house.
Oh my God, Travis. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
It's a art thief with great taste, apparently, because he stole all of Janie's paintings of her dog and her dog's friends and dogs.
The other option is, I think, equally as good, and that is you hire someone to dress as an art collector and sweep into the room in their half cape and beret and say, I'll take them!
Yeah. That's going to require some...
As the cigarette dangles from the long cigarette holder with their tiny mustache.
Speaking of cigarettes...
An eye patch.
Speaking of cigarettes, maybe burn the apartment down.
Hey.
Another solution.
Why don't you speak up and talk to your rude-ass roommate who decorated... Yeah, I just put some paintings in your room. Is that cool? It's absolutely not. It is absolutely not cool.
These paintings are not cool with me.
I don't feel like an asshole because he's the fucking guy... Who made all the Martha Stewart decisions without asking you, and that's the best part of a house, is that you get to decorate and make it your own. You didn't make it your own, though. You made it Jeff's.
Jeff was the asshole first, and now you are completely within your right to be like, hey, this decoration choice, we tried it out for a while. I don't think it's working. My friends have come over. They don't like it. Maybe we want to switch it out for something else and see how that works.
Is this art? Is this art like violently sexual? Like really,
it's
really
just all boobs.
Aggressively sexual.
Boobs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you get your own art that is in fact violently sexual and hang it up? Say, I don't know. I'm just trying this out too.
This is my painting. And it's five dogs playing poker. Also, they have giant boners.
Yeah.
you know they. You need to have this conversation with your roommate. That's option one. You talk to him about it. Option two, guy comes in and buys them. Mm-hmm. Option three, burn it down. Option four, thief. Art thief.
Yeah.
I think the other one is you just suffer.
Just eat it.
You know, so often we rush to fix the little things that plague us, but it's like you don't appreciate breathing until you try to hold your breath.
Yeah.
Why don't you just try living with something you hate for a while, and then it'd be such a refreshing change when you finally get out of it.
But is it possible that our you know, listener here, say his name is Steven, that these paintings just say, like, Steven's a dick.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, paintings of Steven with a knife in his head.
This is an apple, but the apple is saying, fuck you, Steven.
Yeah.
I do not think that is...
And and then the roommate and his girlfriend are just standing there going, what do you think, Steven?
I believe this is from her 2011 Steven Sucks Dick collection. this magnum opus is titled Fuck Off, Steven, You're a Jerk. And that's it. That's the end of the painting. There's ends on ellipses because it's art.
Is this that big of a deal? I feel like I don't even notice art most of the time.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I can see where this would be the kind of thing that, like, just kind of eats at you. And just, like, you come home from a hard day at work, and something you look up and there's that stupid-ass painting. It's like, here's one more thing I don't need. I could see where it would, like, be a tiny thing that just bugs at you.
But if it's like two werewolves, like, sucking each other off, then you are going to notice it every time you walk into the house.
You're going to be embarrassed to bring people up.
I'm saying this is... We're definitely dealing with an aggressively sexual, lycanthropic art situation.
Maybe it's... Maybe
it's Taylor Lautner. He's man from the waist up, werewolf from the waist down. From the waist out, he is all boner. Extending on the y-axis.
Oh, God. Maybe you just, one day when they're out, you redecorate. And be like, oh, I thought this was the thing we were doing now, just taking turns redecorating every couple months.
Yeah.
I thought it was my month to have up some shitty paintings. Sorry, Jenny. I didn't mean that.
No offense.
I didn't mean shitty, Jenny. Griffin, do you have a
Maybe Yahoo? They are shitty paintings. Maybe that's her medium is human fecal matter. There's so many ways for this art to be bad art. Get out of here, bad art. I have a Yahoo. This Yahoo was sent in by Atiana Curiana. Thank you, Atiana. By Yahoo Answers user Allison, who asks, any good Facebook statuses? I know this sounds tacky, but I haven't updated my status in a while, and do any of you have any good statuses that will get a lot of likes? They have to be appropriate for a teenage girl because my mom gets on Facebook like every day. Any funny, meaningful, meaningless, or cool statuses? All answers greatly appreciated. Thank you.
I don't want to live in this world anymore.
That's what the status should be?
No.
Yes.
That's what the title of my autobiography is.
Okay.
Did you know that they just bumped up the Facebook status limit, the amount of characters you can use, to 63,000?
That's important. Sometimes people make fucking manifests. Sometimes people write novellas and post them on the Facebook.
63,000!
Yeah.
And then they tag you in it? And you're not in it till the end.
Yeah.
And you read that whole dumb thing.
I just read about your whole fucking Christmas trip to Target. Thanks for wasting my entire life.
Yeah. Why did you even tell everybody about that? Who has this much time? You know, when I last updated my status update, when I want people to know that I did something cool, that's the only time that you should ever update your status or Twitter or anything. If you're doing something cooler than somebody else might be doing at that exact second, that's when you tweet. Or you're making something good for dinner.
That, over half of my status updates just say, check out this thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it.
I made this.
I made this thing.
Okay, and as much as I hate people that are just like, I went to the store today, what I really hate is those ones that are like, a true friend will do this, but a dear friend, and I'm just like, fuck you. You know, that's people that don't actually have friends.
Can you give me an example of what you mean, Travis?
Oh, you're gonna have Travis, to give me a second.
I'd love an example too.
I would love this.
You're gonna have to give me a second.
No. I would love it just like straight off the dome freestyle.
I don't know. Oh god, give me a fucking.
So like a true friend will drive you to the airport, a dear friend will fly the plane. Right?
Good guy will get you flowers. The right guy will eat them for you. I don't know.
Eat these flowers. Prove you love me. Eat these rhododendrons.
Prove your love and eat the rhododendrons.
Eat them, David.
Bite the rose.
Bite the rose, David.
Bite the rose, David.
guys.
Gingerly.
She needs a real knock him out of the park Facebook status update that's going to win her all kinds of awards.
So basically what's going to get her, like, the Nobel Peace Prize for Facebook status messages.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you an example. Dwight suggested, another day, another food stamp. I don't understand, Dwight.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain?
No, I can't because he didn't. Wouldn't it be nice if iPods could detect your mood and make a playlist for it? Oh, man, that's so now. Now and so hip. Kids care
but
about...
But no, that would be terrifying.
All about playlists and moods. When I fall down a flight of stairs, I'm not worried about if I'm hurt. I'm worried if anybody saw.
Wow, Posty. Hey, that shit to yourself.
Yeah. Did you fucking snuff film videographer? Guy,
how often are you falling downstairs that you're thinking about this much?
Whenever I fall downstairs, I think, I wish I could stop falling down these damn stairs.
I wish my legs worked better.
I think I really got to put that light bulb back in.
Damn these Crisco stairs.
Wait a minute, what? What is the logic?
They're made out of lard.
They're stairs made from lard now.
Well, not primarily, but that's just like the finishing coat.
Oh my god.
They put a coat, you mean they pledge them, they use the pledge, and then they Crisco them.
And then they lard them.
Do you live in the Home Alone house? Is that what's happening?
Damn you, Kevin!
They tie some buckets of paint on the thing, pour turpentine.
I slipped on these toilet. Micro machines.
I feel like a pretty good status update would be the Wet Bandits Ride Again. Would that be? I'm going to make that my status update right now.
I want my status update to be, you know, that old pigeon lady ain't so bad.
What if our dreams are just blurred memories of our previous lives?
What?
These are all coming to us from Yahoo Answers user Los Pumas, who is really turned out about 60 of these.
Okay.
I would like to think that this is basically like the new guy who writes the music for jingles kind of thing, where he just sits there and goes, okay, let me think. When I fall down the stairs. Yeah, good start. Fall down the stairs. I hope no one's looking. Yes,
perfect. I love it when Ron Weasley say bloody hell, smiley face.
Is that from the same guy?
Yeah.
Is he just copying all of his status messages?
I think so. Dear parents, just because it's your house doesn't mean it's not my privacy. Sincerely, teens.
Is this guy 45?
Teens.
Guess what? It does mean that. It means it. It means it teens. All over. Teens. That's our new sign-off from My Brother, teens. My Brother and Me. Kiss Your Dad's Green Lips is gone. Teens is in.
Teens.
Oh my god, there's websites that generate Facebook statuses for you.
Oh, what?
No.
That's teens.
Now I have a virus.
Teens. Now, maybe, hey mom, get off my back.
Yeah.
Teens. And you gotta put teens at the end is important.
I think you got to sign off all your Facebook messages to teens.
Well, why don't you just put up some lyrics from your favorite My Chemical Romance jacket?
My jacket, chemicals.
My jacket of romance. My jacket of many colors.
I don't know. This used to be a consideration of mine when I was on LiveJournal. Those days are so long gone. I'm trying to think of things to say that people would enjoy and would women.
You know, I straight up, no lie, remember being on LiveJournal and putting so much thought into what emotion I was feeling at that moment, so I knew which smiley face to pick at the end of it.
I always felt like exotic.
You're a terrible pile. You're a mess. You're both messes.
Okay. I don't do that anymore. Now I just keep all of those emoticons locked up inside my heart.
You'll never know. Nope. You'll never know what I'm feeling right now.
People are like, what are you feeling? I'm like, that's mine.
That's mine. I feel quixotic, but shut it. It's my secret feeling.
I was raised Baptist, so if I don't know what emotions I'm feeling at any given moment, I don't see why everybody else gets to.
I barely even have the words to tell people I'm happy.
I stifle all that stuff, and then later I turn them into jokes.
I turn them into sandwiches.
My heart is like a mine where I put the sadness, and then out comes the chuckle diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, good show today. I think it's going
really
well.
Really crushing teens.
Really teens. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. And I have presents for my boyfriend and everyone in my family except my middlest sister. Wow. Mm. How's your Christmas shopping going?
God's honest, haven't even started.
Nor I.
Okay.
I got that Amazon Prime. I could do that shit on the 23rd and Christmas would be saved.
I'm thinking just making ashtrays for everyone.
Don't do that. I want shit.
Make me an ashtray.
Yeah.
Teens.
Teens.
Go.
Teens. Go read it.
my middle sister, we aren't close, and she's a listener, so I plan on an awkward holiday season. No. Says we aren't close, and we don't spend time together more than once a month, so it's difficult for me to decide on my own what she might like or find useful. I've asked her to list a few things she might like, but she hasn't offered any suggestions. What can I get my sister that she'll appreciate in case she doesn't tell me what she'd like in time to get it shipped by Christmas? That's from Christmas Confounded in Carolina.
Are you fucking kidding? You've consulted the three people who know your sister less than you. We don't know her.
If you were about something, any gift anyone could suggest that was like, this is safe for everyone and anyone would like this, it's so obvious that that is what you did. Like, I got you some soap.
Here's a slap chop. Like, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, I guess.
I guess you were watching TV.
Maybe get her up
and saw it.
Maybe get her a webcam and say, I want the two of us to be better connected.
Oh, Justin. Like slam that. Dunk.
I like that thanks. A lot.
But maybe she doesn't like her. So let's operate on that, too, also.
You could get her a Something of the Month club membership. Like, if she likes cheese or wine or something, chocolates. But, see, that, once again, is just such a generic gift that says, like, hey, I didn't know what else to get you.
Well, not if they know that, like we got Sydney's dad a Beer of the Month club because so if he it's likes
like
a beer.
If it's something like they're a big coffee drinker and they're really into coffee, and then going with a Gourmet Coffee of the Month club, you know, might be a great way to go.
Yeah, or if they're a raging alcoholic, get them the Beer of the Month club. They're guaranteed to love it.
You know, you. A lot of people have a coffee grinder that's not really good for them. Maybe get them a nice burr grinder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. And some fresh coffee from your local coffisserie. Mm-hmm.
What's that Scentsy shit that you guys are always talking about?
Scentsy, man. Scentsy is a great present, actually. Because you get a warmer. You get some wafers. Right now, I'm melting... what do I got in there?
You still
in Christmas cottage. Shit? No. It's the holidays, Griffin. Please, it's the holidays.
Sorry,
I got Christmas cottage up in there, and later I think I'm gonna swap in Festival of Trees.
Ooh,
just whatever you want. It's really nice.
You could also get her some kind of decorative dagger.
Okay, so you're saying let's go to the local Excalibur.
Yep.
And let's buy her maybe a pewter dragon statue with fake.
It's just been a while since I mentioned Sexual Edge, and business is really
God, no. Are we getting that Cincy money yet? Are we getting that Cincy endorsement money? You guys know we got that Genesis Today hook. You know I got two big bags of Genesis Today swag here waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's you've got it, definitely. We've got the Genesis
Today. We've got the Genesis Super Today. Super
gummies. You've got the clicky pins.
I've been taking... the pins
that like you can pull out the information sheets.
No. These are all edible. We're talking about omega-3 fatty acid vitamin C chewables. We're talking about... fucking superfruit immunity boosting gummies.
So when you say you got bags of them, do you mean you just have like grocery bags full of
two pills? Two Genesis Today branded canvas bags.
Just filled with pills.
It's full of health, is what it is. It's like
Do you have anything in there that's like chock full of B12 and other B assorted?
I have a fucking acai chew with 2,000% acai daily value.
Whoa!
Well, I just really need to set my energy free.
You'll feel your
brain. You know, that's how men just get their powers.
You'll feel all the tissues in your body loosen and then tighten. Whoa! Where did that come from? It's the acai.
Could you just hand your sister like a $50 bill?
I don't know you very well, so here's some money.
Hey, you know what everybody likes? Money.
Do-re-mi. Starbucks gift card's always nice.
No, it's not.
You get to go there, get a burr grinder.
Here's the thing. The best thing you could do, so you asked your sister what she would like, and you're waiting on a list back from her, maybe ask around to other places. You know, ask your parents, ask, you know, your other siblings, like, what are you getting her? And maybe you can do, like, a tandem gift where, like, they're getting her, you know, a new set of something, so you get a complimentary set of something. You know, but it's Christmas, and the point is that, you know, just get her something you think she would like, and I'm sure it'll be great.
But she, maybe Travis, she doesn't know her very well. You didn't listen to the core conceit of this question. Is that she?
So then you have to go off of like your own judgment and say like, I think she would like this.
Can you?
Because I would like it.
Can you steal something from her and then return it?
Get her something that's already in her house. Mm-hmm. She'll have doubles, but at least you'll know it's something she likes.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea. That's a stupid idea. Fuck. Stupid.
Unless stupid it's something idea. That's awesome to have doubles of.
Oh, right. Like a picture of two werewolves fucking.
Or two lonely werewolves. Put the pictures next to each other. Cut out
and
the,
then wait for the
sides
magic.
Of the frames. Wait for the magic pictures. Wait for the werewolf sex to happen. Wait for the two werewolves to have sex in each other's paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the Harry Potter magic painting crossover werewolf fuck.
Get her something really terrible, and then you'll be giving her the best gift you can give anyone, which is the right to complain about the shitty gift you got them all year.
Yeah, and you'll be giving everyone else the present of knowing that their present to anyone else wasn't the worst thing.
Yeah, fall on this grenade for her. Get them nothing. And then when she goes back and talks to the girls around at the Steno pool, she could say, oh, and my younger sister, she's a real peach. Guess what she got me? A big box of diddly squat.
Yeah, just give her an empty box. And when she opens it, say, should have got me that list quicker, huh?
Yeah.
Now, that's Christmas morning is the perfect time to be vindictive.
Turn Christmas lesson into an object lesson.
What about a box with a note in it that says, I wish I knew you better? That's the real gift, is getting
a gift. Get her a gift certificate for one sister.
Yeah.
Or, like, 20 free phone calls.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to
but go. But to her. Yeah. You gotta clarify you're not, like, paying her long distance bill.
That would get awkward. Don't get her anything. She should have been better.
Just don't show up to Christmas.
Christmas is the time where... When it started a long time ago, mm-hmm. the wise men gave Jesus those really nice gifts, even though he was a baby, and he couldn't give them shit.
Yeah.
So
nor could he do it. Like, what are you doing giving frankincense to a baby?
Yeah. Babies eat that, and it will kill them. It's poisonous. It
kills them instantly.
Toxic to a baby. But what they were doing was they were making Jesus feel guilty from the very start. They wanted him to feel indebted to them. So they didn't know how it was going to work with the cross and what all.
Yeah.
So,
but it did have a pretty epic payoff, I would say.
So, well, they didn't know how it was all going to work. So they thought, well, we want this guy in our pocket.
You know, that's a scene that they usually cut out of that story where the wise men show back up 33 years later and say, like, hey, do you remember when we gave you that stuff?
Guys,
we're going to have to call in that favor.
They all got together beforehand. They say, Daryl, I like this kid.
Yeah.
I want juice with this kid.
It must have been tricky. Baby Jesus don't come with no rule book. You don't know how all that stuff operates, the heavenly
baby
salvation.
Jesus, Jesus is like the suit from Greatest American Hero. Nobody knew how it was going to go down.
Yeah, but it happened.
But it happened. But like the wise men, the reason they got him such nice gifts is so they could feel superior.
Yeah.
To Jesus for a little while, and then he would be indebted to them, and Jesus would feel guilty. I mean, he didn't have those emotions at the beginning. He was just a baby, but he would feel guilty later about the nice gifts that he didn't return.
Actually,
is there any parallel we can draw between Jesus and the suit from Condor Man?
I do not think so, Travis.
I do not know what you're talking about is the problem for me. My problem
I can't
is
get
I have
a,
no idea what you're
I can't get into a riff about where Travis explains the film Condor Man. I can't. Okay. I don't think it's a great fit
for our
show. Can I talk
about the car in a van?
Can we talk about literally anything else?
Okay.
Sure, of course. God, Christmas gifts are the pits for people you don't know very well, huh?
Yeah.
It's just the worst. Why don't you give a preemptive gift, call her and say, you don't have to get me anything, and I'm not going to get you anything, and let's just not worry about it. Because that would be the best gift anybody can get anybody else.
Oh, just cancel it out?
Yeah, say like, listen, I don't like you, you don't like me. No gifts this year.
Tell her that just you bought her a goat for through Heifer International, and she's like, "Doesn't that usually come with a certificate?" You'd be like, "No. Shh, 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 shh. It's cool.
There's a special goat.
It's cool."
I told him to use that certificate overhead to donate to the family so they can have some porridge.
Mm-hmm.
And if all else fails, go on ThinkGeek and get her something awesome.
Okay, well,
and that's what ThinkGeek exists for. It exists for like getting her some sweet ass astronaut ice cream or something.
Yeah, everybody loves astronaut ice cream. Yeah, when they 12.
Good one. Good
thing. You know what that hurts, Griffin.
My new burn is it's called When They 12.
Yeah.
It's sort of a riff on teens.
Teens.
Preteens.
Don't go trying to change. We just gave birth to this meme, and you're trying to fucking chop it and screw it.
It's not time
In
for
no
the
In no way am I trying to chop and screw teens.
If you want a show that is not like our show, that does not make terrible things like that happen with their mouths, boy, have we got a recommendation for you.
Hello there, my name's Graham Clark.
And I'm Dave Shumka.
And together we host a podcast called Stop Podcasting Yourself.
This is a file that you download from the internet and then you listen to it in your pod.
What's that about, you ask? Well, who are you to ask? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, get lost, bozo. We're a couple of stand-up comedians in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and every week we bring a guest on the show. Sometimes they're Canadian, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're a ghost.
It's like you're sitting in on a friendly afternoon chat.
Plus, we're Canadian, so you get a tax break. You can find us on iTunes or online at MaximumFun.org. Huh?
Ooh.
Spell.
Celebrities.
Who needs them?
Well, who needs them?
We do, desperately.
Yes.
I am so excited about this celebrity.
Yeah, this is a really big one for us. We asked our every week we start the show off with the hit song "It's a Departure" from The Long Winters, and we know that so many of you have gotten into The Long Winters as a result of our personal influence.
You're welcome.
But this week we actually have a celebrity question from Mr. John Roderick of The Long Winters.
Hello, my brother and me brothers. This is John Roderick calling. And my question for you is, I want to learn to be an eBay retailer. I have a lot of junk that I've collected because I'm a collector. And now I'm looking around my house and I'm realizing that I've crossed the line from being a collector to being a crazy person in a house full of crap. And so what better way to unload the crap then to go on eBay, but I can't stand being on eBay whenever I'm there. It just confuses me, and it doesn't fill me with delight like being in a room full of crap does. So what I'm trying to do is transition from being a crazy person in a room full of crap to a wealthy person in an empty room, and I think eBay might be the way. But I don't have the first idea how to begin. So any suggestion or advice for me? Thanks so much, homies.
Thank you, John Roderick, for that question. You have gotten to us just in time. Because you were about to make a terrible, terrible mistake.
Oops, you almost did it.
Almost made a mistake.
That was so close.
Here's the thing. No one puts you on TV for reasonably getting rid of your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page here, Justin.
Yeah, you gotta lean into it. You know that promo, you know that digital ink, that TV ink of getting on the hit show Hoarders is gonna be great for your band. It's gonna be great for your image.
Well, and not only that, hold on, newspaper coverage.
One second. I'm not exactly sure it'll be great for your image. Not sure.
What the fuck? People talked about that fucker from the Libertines for like 2 years just because he had such a terrible drug addiction. You don't think people are going to chat up the lead singer of a hit indie rock band who is also a hoarder?
Hey, I feel like Hoarders is like just a hair's breadth separated from MTV Cribs.
Maybe.
It's just like MTV Cribs if they just had a bunch of shit around their
house. But oh my God, is that hair important? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want to be the guy who's like, people come up to on the street and it's like, hey, I saw you on Hoarders. Your house looks like fucking Scrooge McDuck's vault if Scrooge McDuck were a homeless person.
But your albums rule.
But your albums are great, is the thing. Your albums are so good.
Think about, you never see the headline in the paper, hit indie rocker killed by a mountain of air.
Yeah.
It's got to be old newspaper or shoe boxes filled with toenail clippings.
Pile of 45 gramophones topples on...
The number one thing is you can't, and this is the mistake that so many hoarders make, which, by the way, we are definitely leaning towards you becoming a hoarder. Mm-hmm. You can't go organic. Oh. You got to keep the organics out of it, because then you're a dirty.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
Yeah.
Then you're shameful.
Then you got a compost home, and nobody wants that.
Right. Nobody wants that. You're going to find decomposed cats and old containers of the yogurt. It's terrible.
Do you think that there is a style of hoarding you could do that would actually be awesome? Like, I hoard old Nintendo Power magazines.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, but what he's saying, I think, is that, like, that does make you a collector. What he's saying is that if you collect enough things, you're a hoarder.
Well, doesn't that just mean it's time to move into a bigger house?
No,
you're saying it's all relative. That. You're saying if you have 20,000 square feet, and you fill it with 1,000 square feet of old newspaper clippings and coupons from the 1970s, you're no longer a hoarder. You are just an eccentric person with a large house.
Exactly. Okay. If you're like, and this is my room for Perfect Strangers memorabilia, then, you know, you're not a weirdo. But if you're like, this is my house, which is floor to ceiling covered with Perfect Strangers memorabilia. Yeah. Okay,
now you've stumbled onto a hit new idea, what you like to call a museum. Like, you're creating more problems. Then you got overhead, you have to get special tax classification.
What about this? Oh, when someone's like, you're a hoarder, say, no, I'm working on an art installation.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I mean, that's kind of our. I think we're being a little myopic by just focusing on hoarders. I feel like there's other reality TV shows that we can use to help John get rid of his stuff and make some money off of it. Like,
oh,
I'm thinking,
God,
there's the triumvirate, right? You got Pawn Stars, drop that shit on them, they'll give you Mad Skrilla. That is their catchphrase. You got American Pickers, call up the American Pickers guys, they'll just swoop in and give you fair trade for your stuff.
And of course, Hillbilly Hand Fishing.
There's fucking
Sons of Guns.
Storage Wars. You got Storage Wars. Just put all your shit in a storage unit and then go delinquent on the payments, and then it's gone. You don't get any money for it, but your stuff gets on TV, and you get to watch your memories picked over by heartless, heartless men.
And you could go on LA Inc. and get tattoos of all the stuff you have.
You could go on Real Housewives and marry a sweet, beautiful woman.
Think about that, John. You could be the one guy with the beard who was a hoarder and married the one from Sweet Housewives of Atlanta.
And then was on Ace of Cakes.
He was on Ace of Cakes.
Did you see?
We wanted to celebrate. You decided to be a hoarder.
I want a cake that's just covered in shit.
Sweet Housewives of Biloxi this week. It was great. Those sweet, sweet women married John Roderick.
All of them. And then they were on Sister Wives.
Did you see Sister Wives this week? Cody, he's out.
Sister Wives?
Cody's out. John Roderick's in. He just swooped in.
It was like, the world's biggest divorce.
It was like the quickening. He just swooped in and he got a bunch of wives and like 35 kids.
Oh, he's hoarding kids.
He's hoarding kids. Floor to ceiling.
My house is floor to ceiling covered with kids.
Spawn everywhere.
Now listen, John. If you want to put kids on eBay,
it's gonna go fast.
We're gonna talk about this. I know a guy. I'm gonna talk to my guy Rico.
If you have to use eBay, the trick is, as somebody who used eBay I bought a DVD, and then the second time was I sold some Pokemon cards, and they asked me to pay a fee for selling shit, and I was like, no, and I got banned from eBay forever. But you gotta make it seem like a place, your sales space has to seem like a place where it seems like you're not trying to fuck the user right through their pants. You gotta make it seem safe space for them, like you are actually going to give them the things that they want. And you know what? Why not use your name on there? People can think you're not selling old newspaper clippings. You're selling rock memorabilia.
Right. Rock memorabilia.
Everything you own
and
is
whatever
rock
you do, be careful that if you take a picture of something that is shiny and reflective, that you are dressed in that reflection.
No, or not.
Yeah, you don't want to become everybody's into something different.
That picture
is that a picture of a werewolf in the background? What is it doing to him?
I'll take it.
I'll take that one and its brother next door.
Hey, I'm a 25-year-old male. At work, I share a small office with two lovely young ladies about my age, both of whom are close friends of mine that I adore, but the amount of girl talk and estrogen in the room can quickly become overwhelming. Unfortunately, there aren't really any dudes at work that I can nerd out with. I need a dude outlet. What can I do to get the old testosterone pumping at work? That's from Smothered in the South.
Okay, this is where I'm going to completely go outside of what you asked and say that basically this would be like if in World War II an American soldier was like, I'm stuck with all these Germans all day listening to all their plans in secret. You are behind enemy lines collecting information
for the rest of us.
Yes.
Find out what they're talking about and what is going on in there.
Did you guys even know that they have a thing called a brood pouch? This is all new information. Do you know where the brood
pouch is? Now, it's also possible the women are feeding you misinformation.
Yeah. Man, my...
Which is actually one of their names.
The jelly that I've been producing from my brood pouch has been really opaque lately. I'm worried. Oh, Travis, don't get it. It's a natural, beautiful part of life.
The brood pouch is beautiful.
Get that jam from
natural...
There.
Now, for actual helpful information, is it possible that there's like a crossover thing where like you can talk?
No, about no, Travis. James there's Bond. Nothing that both men and women like at the same time. Don't be ridiculous. Oh wait, there's a billion things. Top Chef for one.
just to pick one of the things.
Just to pick one of the 100 trillion things that there are that men and women like together.
And if I'm correct, a drillion is a trillion trillion, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
All the trillions that there could possibly be.
It's a number only girls know about, so you can't... Men are from Mars, guys.
Sports. Ladies like sports, too, sometimes. Maybe it's... How about Top Chef? Just talk about Top Chef. That can last you, like, an entire day's worth of conversation. Like,
how about, like, any movies ever?
Movies are good. Well, not any movie.
Yeah.
Some movies girls aren't allowed to see, and vice versa.
That's true.
I've been trying to see Fried Green Tomatoes for 15 years now.
I would love to see Love Actually, but I can't get my passport cleared.
I'm imagining Sally Field just runs in and is like, no! Slaps it out of your hand.
Excuse me, ladies. I hate to interrupt our conversation, but I believe a boy has entered the room where our film is airing. It's very, like, she breaks the fourth wall like Zach Morris.
Time out.
Time out, Sissy Spacek, who may or may not be in this film.
Calm down, woman from Jurassic Park.
Ladies, just so you know, Jurassic Park is a movie with dinosaurs and Laura Dern in it. Sorry, ladies, I didn't.
It's so good.
I wish you could see it.
I wish you guys could see it.
I feel like it would really bridge a lot of gaps.
Right.
It's hey, guys, let's tear down these walls, huh?
It's sort of like the what I imagine the How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
I wouldn't know. Oh,
guys.
I wouldn't know, I'm guessing.
I'm hoping that whatever comes after Blu-ray has a feature where if you're watching Fried Green Tomatoes and a man walks into the room, just like Kathy Bates just like looks into the camera and like just stops talking mid-sentence until
shh, 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 he's here. Pretend you're paused.
Fee, fi, fo, fo.
Wait, Travis.
Someone make me some buffalo wings.
Guys, don't be mean to Kathy Bates.
She doesn't need it.
She's doing her best out there. Her show just got canceled.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, misery.
Do you guys want a Yahoo answer?
I would like that very much. Please.
This one was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thank you, Golly. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ugwigwigwig.
Uh-huh.
It's just a bunch of E's and W's and G's. Who asks? When a girl wears flip-flops, why do I stare at her feet so I can get a glimpse of her soles?
What? Excuse me?
When a girl wears flip-flops, why do I stare at her feet so I can get a glimpse of her soles? It's almost like he answers the question in the question a little bit, but he just doesn't understand why he's able to answer it.
Why is it that when a woman wears a flip-flops, I'm such a dirty foot bird?
Yeah.
What?
A dirty bird.
A dirty foot bird.
Travis is really, really on a Kathy Bates kick right now. He's doing his impression of her from the film, the hit film Misery.
Is Kathy Bates a dirty foot bird in Misery?
Yeah, she's a real nasty.
That's why she, yeah.
It's... Is this person just now coming to terms with the fact that he's a dirty birdie?
I don't know.
He's a real dirty Gus.
Here's the thing. There are so many things in this world that, you know, I'm not necessarily into, but I don't judge other people for. I don't get the foot thing, like, at all.
I mean, do you want me to show my hand right now? You want me to show my cards? Just lay them on.
Yeah, I'm afraid, Griffin.
Yeah, show your cards, I guess, or something.
Something about a delicate arch.
Well, okay, let's not talk
about this. No, listen. Shush. Listen.
Okay.
The line between heel and ball, that delicate arch.
Okay.
Wait.
You know?
Wait.
What about those toesies?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hold on.
Wait. Stop.
Wait. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you don't actually have a thing.
That soft padding on there.
You're just getting quieter, and that's making it worse.
It's making it much worse for me personally.
All right, so the quiet. You don't. How about that arch?
Nope.
No.
Okay. No.
Now you sound like one of the kings of comedy, and I don't appreciate that. Not on my show.
Do you think this guy actually does not know why he's doing these things, or do you think he does know and he just wants to tell the internet about it?
Maybe he just feels like he's like possessed by a foot demon or something.
That's possible.
That's what it is.
I am Podtrax, king of feet. Podtrax, king of feet.
Have you heard that new Podtrax? My brother and me. It's like a podcast, but it's got lots of feet.
Is there any way we can get around this man having a fetish? Is it maybe he just wants to be a podiatrist? Maybe he's got a secret podiatry.
No, maybe he is a podiatrist. Oh my God, he's just very forgetful.
All podiatrists are nasty, nasty, dirty birds.
I think he's got a double fetish. Like a lot of these Yahoo Answers people, it's not just that he's into feet. You can be into whatever you're into, but by definition, you keep it locked away in your heart and never tell anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But these people have a double fetish where they have to be into something that is outside the mainstream, and they have to tell people about it.
I don't.
So you're saying he's into feet, and he has like his other fetishes telling people about it.
Exactly, that he's into feet.
I, as somebody who works on the internet and has seen the worst that it absolutely has to offer, I'm going to go ahead and say that a foot fetish is not outside the mainstream. I'm going to say a foot fetish is actually pretty milquetoast at this point.
No, but here's
okay. I can agree.
If you're saying
here's the thing that makes me more uncomfortable.
If your thing is cut off feet fetish, I only like feet, but once not on the rest of the body is the only thing.
I'm into half foot fetish.
Yeah,
right.
This is what bothers me more. Do you know when you get caught like checking out a girl's butt or something?
No.
Imagine if you got caught checking out her feet.
No, because you can play that off. You can be like, hey, I like your shoes.
You like your delicate arch.
I like that delicate arch.
But I think in that circumstance, everyone knows what's up. Yeah. It's like, were you just peeping my toes?
No.
Why are you looking at girls' butts, Travis?
Travis.
Well, God, you're a dirty guy.
Dirty bird.
Treat him like a lady.
Because I'm a podiatrist.
Nope.
Podiatrists, of course, are notoriously nasty.
Yes. Well, I was going to say I was a butterist, but that's not a thing.
No, it is not. Unless you work at a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high and rising job. We have to end this show.
Well, hold on. I want to hear Griffin's... Wait, there's one last thing we have to do. If we have time. Do we have time?
I think we have time.
No, we don't. We really don't.
Well, here's the thing. Do you seriously not have time? Do we have time? We got all month.
Can we make it quick?
But here's the thing, is that it's the first show in the month of December. And if we don't do it, then people aren't going to know that it's Bingo's birthday month.
Oh. What?
People aren't going to know that it's Operation Santa Paws.
Excuse me?
Do you know what I mean? Like, if we don't...
Is that P-A-W-S or P-A-U-S-E?
If people don't know that it's National Drunk and Drugged Driving 3D Prevention Month, then, like, how are they going to know not to do whatever that thing means not to do to it?
What is National 3D? Drunk to drug driving prevention.
It's like the drunk guy's coming right at me.
Let's explore it. Let's explore this. Okay. National Drunk and Drugged Driving 3D Prevention Month.
You have to have some other background.
Are the 3Ds drunk, drugged, and driving?
Yeah.
I feel like you can't say the three words that it is and then say the thing after it.
Possibly the two concepts are completely unrelated. So it's like, hey, don't go see Avatar, but if you absolutely have to, don't be drunk in the car when you go to do it.
Get drunk there.
Get drunk. Hey, Hugo, cut it out. This is another one that we could do.
Our country is plagued with 3D movies that are also full of drunken drug drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Drive Angry, did you see that?
Yeah.
Drinking Jack Daniels the whole time. Flying through the screen, reckless abandon.
Man, fornicating.
Smurfs was family fun. I can't follow you down that. I mean, it's fun for the whole family.
It was. You're right, Justin. It was like watching two whole families get hit by a truck that was driven by a drunk driver in 3D. We gotta prevent it from happening. Neil Patrick Harris, what are you doing, Neil?
You're better than that.
Neil.
Better than that. I loved you in... a movie about Cheech and Chong.
Yeah,
so like, good.
You mean in, Cheech and Chong today?
Cheech and Chong now. Cheech and Chong back up in smoke. 3D. Neil Patrick Harris. I mean, is there a warning about drug and driving
that we obviously can don't people? Drink and drive, you goof. But like, and don't drug and drive.
Here's the thing. At this point in the course of humanity, who doesn't know not to do that?
Yeah.
Like, who's sitting there going, oh, that's a bad thing to do? Like, I think we're past the point of awareness now to, like, just try to stamp out forgetfulness.
Yeah. If someone hands you some fucking, a dime bag of drug sauce and a fucking copy of Spy Kids 4D, you gotta slap both out of their hands. And you gotta say...
Well, now, Griffin, I gotta stop you there.
Okay, sorry.
This doesn't say anything about 4D.
The fourth dimension is smell.
Yeah.
Right. Technically speaking, you don't want. Yeah, at this point, you're just piling on guilt because people know they're not supposed to drunk drive. And you know what I don't need when I'm trying to drive drunk?
What's that?
Guilt to distract me.
I need total focus.
I need complete focus, and I don't need the echo of some nagging that I got about it to be reverberating around my mind.
I already feel super bad because I'm super drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I am bad enough about it.
In a bad place.
I just think National Drunk and Drug Driving 3D Prevention Month, I think it's wrong to try and piggyback your own issues onto drunk driving. Like, you can't be like, it's National Drunk Driving and No Gay Marriage Prevention Month. Like, you can be like, yeah, boo. Wait, what was the other thing?
Wait, what did you say? Did you slip in? Yeah.
We are mothers against drunk driving. And gays. Gay people.
Wait, hold on.
Boo. Don't drink and drive.
Did you say mothers against drunk driving and for clubbing seals? Like, what kind of organization is that? Your acronym is WAC.
It's MAD.
MAD. Cups. Mad Axe. Hey, I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first, super quick housekeeping stuff. We are doing a live performance of this very show, not this one. It won't be a stage reading of this. It'll be another episode of this on December 11th at the Blue Theater in Austin. You can get tickets. You can look at our Twitter feed for the link. You can go to mbmbam.com, and there's something there, right, Tudo?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You just got
poke around.
You got to know that the theater is behind.
Yes, there is. If you go to
it's behind another building. You got to keep an eye out for it. It's giant, okay, and it's blue. But you got to look. You're going to drive into a lot and you're going to think, this isn't a thing. Then you'll see a big blue building, and that's when you'll know. Just park anywhere and come inside.
We sold out of our 9 o'clock show. We have less than 30 tickets left for our 7 p.m. show. Mm-hmm. And if you go to mbmbam.com, you can find the link there. We expect that, I mean, with any luck, we'll sell all those tickets before the show launches. And the 7 to 9 o'clock shows will be completely different. So if you want, if you want to come to both, we'd love to have you at both. I think everybody's gotten a chance to get tickets who wants them, so you won't be really, edging anybody out.
And kind of the same MO as past live shows, if you're going to be at the show and you'd like to have a question answered, make sure that you, when you email the question, let us know that you're going to be at the live show and which one you're going to be at, whether you're going to be at the 7 or the 9.
Yeah, please do that. This is the first time we've ever tried to do two shows in one day, so we are going to need as much content. Same for Yahoo Answers, too. If you can just send in, like, a bunch of those this week, I would be eternally grateful. If you have if you live in Austin and can think of a bar that we could basically occupy after both shows and, like, hang out for a bit, let me know. I know that there's...
He means after the 9 o'clock
after the
show.
Yeah, so, like...
After both shows are over.
Yeah, like 10:30 or something like that.
And 7 o'clock, people, we expect you to come back out and hang out.
Yeah, so just sit outside the theater and wait for us for a while.
Pick up a ticket for the 9 o'clock.
Yep.
They're going to be completely different. Somebody has to they're going to be the same, and if we could fucking manage that would be amazing.
Your second show will be the first show, but backwards.
We'll just have to cut out all of our references to the time that we wrote into the first show. Also, we're going to have our posters with us, so make sure you bring some cash money if you'd like to pick up one of those. They're going to be...
What, 10?
Yep.
10 bucks? Yeah. Bring 10 bucks with you, get it. Make sure you get it signed if you are interested in that sort of
and
thing.
And also, I shaved my mustache. I know I said I was going to keep it for the live show, but it was too gross. Too gross.
I have a giant beard.
Travis is
the biggest beard.
Travis is going to go full Grizzly Adams. I'm looking at a fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt situation over here. Smooth, smooth face.
As always, thank you to John Roderick of the Long Winters for both his question this week and for letting us use his music. And thank you for people talking about our show on Twitter using the MBMBAM hashtag. I should play me, Babylonian, doing a lot there. Our dear friend Ashna Basu from New Zealand was wondering if we would be returning this week. DMZilla, as always, complimenting our good friend Bob Ball. Nerdy Show, we helped to make their 16-hour drive survivable this week. Viva La Betty, everybody. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. I can't wait to see you guys next week. It's going to be so great.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Griffin, hit it.
This final question was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thanks, Golly. It's by Yahoo Answers user the hot dog bun, who asks, Bobby Vernier ate my French bread pizza and I am still angry?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
He's been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Teens.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.